Hey guys, this is Jamie, one of the hosts of Movie Geeks United. I wanted to let everyone know that we're working on a great new series called Tinseltown Tragedies that explores the truths behind some of Hollywood's most tragic and enduring myths and scandals. The series premieres in October. You can read more about it on our website at moviegeeksunited.net. In the meantime, I wanted to give you guys this brief little preview of what you can expect. Here are the first few minutes of the first episode of Tinseltown Tragedies. Friday, September 16th, 1932. In the chill of darkened night, a 24-year-old, down-on-her-luck actress by the name of Peg Entwistle ascended the steps of the famed Hollywoodland sign in Los Angeles, climbed upon the first letter, and jumped to her death. Two days later, a woman happened upon a shoe and a jacket while hiking underneath the sign. The image of a lifeless body was visible to the woman a little further down the mountain. She also discovered a purse, the single content of which was a simply stated yet eerily cryptic suicide note.
"I'm afraid I'm a coward. I'm sorry for everything. If I had done this a long time ago, it would have saved a lot of pain."
The note was signed with the initials P.E. Unaware of the victim's identity, the police printed the note in the paper, hoping someone would come forward to claim the body. It wasn't long before someone did. And henceforth, a Hollywood myth was born. Peg Entwistle, a struggling ingenue with lofty dreams of motion picture fame in her sights, desperate to stand out and make it big amongst a sea of young girls just like her, finally gave up and took her own life in a symbolic gesture worthy of a grandiose Hollywood melodrama, atop the bright shining beacon of the very industry that killed her. For more than 8 decades, that legend has become accepted fact. But the truth is more complicated and heartbreaking.